Here's a kind of a simple message, but I'm a simple guy. So hi, my name is Father Mike Schmitz, and this is The Center Presents. If you were raised Christian or raised Catholic, sometimes people can say that. The only reason you're Christian, the only reason you're Catholic, the only reason you're in the church, the only reason you have faith is because you were raised that way. I mean, it might be true for somebody, might be true for some people, but you guys, we live in an age where a lot of people are raised Christian, a lot of people are raised Catholic, and they walk away. So to accuse someone of just, the only reason why you believe what you believe is because you were raised to believe it, that discounts the fact that it might even be the case that the majority of people who are raised to believe in Jesus Christ, the majority of people who are raised to be Catholic, end up saying no. In fact, I've worked with youth, young adult, middle school, high school, college age people. I've seen a lot of young people who were raised Catholic, who walked away. I see a lot of young people who are raised Catholic who stay. And I see a lot of people who are raised nothing and become Catholic. And so it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, there's more at play. I think there's more at play than just, you believe it because you were taught to believe it at such an age, right? I think there's something else happening. I have a question. Do you know Jesus well enough to reject him? They'll say, yeah, of course I do. I was raised in the church. I was raised Catholic. We had to go to Mass every single day. I went to Catholic high school. I went to Catholic elementary school. I went to Catholic college. Pause. Great. Okay. They heard a lot about Jesus. Or maybe actually the fact is they might not have heard anything about Jesus. And sometimes we have volunteers who teach and they're doing their best. And sometimes they're great. And sometimes they're just doing their best and it's not that great. And sometimes we're the ones who are the problem, right? I mean, I was the problem. When I went to religious ed class, man, the teachers, the volunteers were great. They were awesome. I was the troubled student. Like I was the one who had all the objections. I was the one who had all the questions. I was the one who wanted to distract everyone from off the topic. So the problem was me in this case. But even though I went to Mass, even though I went to religious ed, even though I got involved in youth group and whatnot, even though I went to Catholic elementary school, I did not know Jesus well enough to reject him. I only knew Jesus well enough to reject my idea of him. And my guess is this. My guess is the majority of people who are like, I was raised Catholic, and I got the heck out of there as fast as I could. I have to ask, okay, did you know Jesus well enough to reject him? It might be the case that the answer is yeah. The answer is maybe yes. Maybe that is the case. I don't know. Because Jesus, even when he was living on this earth, people rejected him. Our God's a big God. He can handle it. But do you know Jesus well enough to reject him? Or was it this? I just didn't know him well enough to accept him. Those are very different things. Did I know Jesus well enough to reject him? Or did I just not know him well enough to accept him? I think the majority of us fall into that second camp. The majority of people who leave the faith are in that second camp where like, no, it's not like I knew him so well that I'm like, yeah, all these Jesus' teachings, I know them and I'm just going to outright dismiss him and say, I hate you. I wish you were dead. I'm glad you were on that cross. I just didn't know him well enough to entrust my whole heart to him. I just didn't know him well enough to give my life to him. I didn't know him well enough to say, you're my rabbi, I'm your disciple, you're my Lord, and I'm going to follow you. Let's reframe the question. For all of us who might struggle, for all of you who might struggle with, okay, I was raised Christian, I was raised Catholic, I had to leave. Or I was raised Christian, I was raised Catholic, and I just stuck around. Questions. When you left, did you know Jesus well enough to reject him? Or did you just not know him well enough to accept him? If it's that latter, right? If it's the second one, if it's just that, actually, if I think about it, I never really encountered Jesus when I went to Mass. I never really encountered Jesus when I went to Catholic school. I never really encountered Jesus when I went to religious ed or I was part of a Bible study, but I never really got to know him. If you want to know who Jesus is, you want to know Jesus' heart, pick up Matthew or Mark or Luke or John. Just open up the Bible, open up the Gospels, and just say, okay, Jesus, reveal yourself to me. Now, if you're even more really desiring of, I want to know Jesus so I can reject him, or I want to know Jesus so I can accept him, here's another thing. You could go into your local Catholic church, plant yourself in front of the tabernacle every day for 3-4 weeks, 30 minutes a day. And while you're in front of Jesus in the tabernacle, just say, Jesus, reveal yourself to me. Jesus, show me your heart. Jesus, show me your face. Let me know who you are. I'm telling you, if you were to do that, I have a very strong sense that Jesus will. If you go in front of Jesus in the Eucharist, in front of Jesus in the tabernacle in a Catholic church, and just pray on a regular basis. And don't skip, don't miss. If you do miss, get back there and be able to say, Jesus, please, I'm not going to distract myself. Jesus, just reveal yourself. Because it could be the case, as I said, that I just didn't, or you just didn't know Jesus well enough to reject him. You also didn't know him well enough to accept him. So, get to know him. Get to know him. And then you'll be free to actually reject him. Or get to know him, and then you'll be free to give him your heart. You'll be free to accept him. Anyways, for all us here at Ascension Presents, my name is Father Mike. God bless. Hi, my name is Father Mike, and this is... No, it's... Whole name? I've only been doing this for about 10 years, so I don't know how I introduce myself. Allow me to introduce myself. Is that an appropriate song? I don't know. I only know that part.